Hi, welcome to Podcast. That's Podcast with an X and an A, as in Chi Alpha, as in Chi Alpha Christian Fellowship. I'm your host, Glenn Davis. Here at Podcast, we're challenging you to sacrifice a song, to take the time that you would normally spend listening to a track on your iPod and convert that into a little prayer oasis, to carve out a time to connect with God in the middle of your day. And to facilitate that, what we're doing is looking at brief prayers prayed by the apostles and using those as models for our own prayer life and trying to fill about the length of a song with a little window of prayer. Today, we're looking at a prayer prayed by the Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 15, 5 and 6. It's a prayer for unity. Listen carefully. May the God who gives endurance and encouragement give you a spirit of unity among yourselves as you follow Christ Jesus, so that with one heart and mouth you may glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Unity is a lot like the weather. Everyone complains about it, and no one ever does anything about it. This prayer gives us something specific we can do about it. I think it's obvious to most thoughtful observers of the church world that unity is a problem in the body of Christ today. However, we often focus on the wrong thing when we start getting anxious about unity. We look at things like denominations, or we talk about the fact that there are different churches instead of us all meeting together in one place at one time. I mean, some of these are just not very realistic or even important hopes. God has created, I believe, different denominations in order to create firewalls in the body of Christ so that if one goes south, the whole lot doesn't go up in. It's happened in the Middle Ages. When we're all together in one group, one rotten apple spoiled the whole bunch, and it just was a real mess. It took us several hundred years to claw our way out of. This is like the Tower of Babel. To prevent us from all going bad, God puts us into little pockets. The problem is not that we're in little pockets. The problem is in how we relate to one another. And not only how we relate to people in other pockets, but even people within the same pocket that we're in, because that's where most conflict happens. And that's where most unity in the body of Christ breaks down. It's not, you know, the Presbyterians versus the Baptists versus the Assemblies of God versus the Evangelical Free. Generally, we all get along pretty well. The real problem tends to come in the people that we hang out with on a daily basis, because to have a fight with someone, you gotta have something to fight about. And to have something to fight about, you gotta be living life together. And this is a prayer to pray in just those situations. Whenever you feel conflict erupting in your own life, or you see it erupting in the lives of two or three friends, begin to pray that the God who gives encouragement and endurance would give them a spirit of unity as they follow Jesus Christ. Pray that for yourself, that you would begin to develop a spirit of unity with the people who you perceive as having wronged you, as you follow Jesus Christ. Just a thought. For Podcast, this is Glenn Davis. Please visit us on the web at xastanford.org. And also please take the rest of this soundtrack to pray for unity.